Hi, Tom?
Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. It's Friday, right? We made it.
We did.
Yeah. So, Tom, my name's Jesse. It looks like your file was actually just sent over to me to go ahead and apply a pretty significant rate reduction for your established company. Congratulations, you know, on getting through 26 years of business. That's huge.
Well, thank you. I don't know if this is for me or not. Like I was telling the other lady, I'm doing Angie right now, and I've doubled my income doing it, and it's just specifically towards people who are very serious about it. I don't know if this would be a better way to go or not with what you're offering. I don't.
I wouldn't say that you would have to do like either or. If you're doubling your income, you know, I would say stick with that for sure. You know, I mean, cause
right.
Then it's not an expense, right? It's just, income.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you can do well with Angie's, then you're going to do phenomenal on Google, just for the mere fact that people won't have to go through a third party to get to you. So, I mean, you know, as of right now, people are going to Google already, you know, to find you. They're just now going through Angie's directory listing there at the bottom. So,
right.
Yeah, we would basically make it so that you could get that work all on your own without having, you know, to be
right.
listed within Angie for it.
Right. So what is the cost?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So everything we do here is on a flat monthly rate. So looking at the notes here for that 50-mile radius, we'll be able to target you. I can get you for a platinum package. That's really going to be the best fit for you. So for the reduced rate, it would be $249 month to month. The first month, it does have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in. So your initial investment would be $348, and then it would be $249 there going forward.
Okay. Yeah, so here's what I need to do before I do this. I need to rebrand my business.
Rebrand it.
The name of my business is Stone Mountain Design, and I think that I should rebrand it as, if I'm going to focus on decking, I need to have a deck name. It needs to be like Deck Professionals or, you know, something like that. I need to have something that is specific to what I want to do.
Okay.
So I got to think about this.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Well, I mean, we can work with you as you do that. You know, it's just the major benefit in the position, it does lie within the exclusivity. So kind of that's why we were calling you today, Tom, is to fill that position. Once we fill it, then we close it out and we won't work with any of your competitors there. So, once we disconnect, it just continues calling out to the next qualified candidate until it's filled.
Right.
I mean, so rebranding is, you know, it's something we can work with you together, right? I mean, you know,
right.
If you want to change the name, are you talking about, like, as far as, like, licensing, like?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fully licensed structural contractor, but licensing is weird in construction because you can pass the national exam, and then you just license with individual cities wherever, whoever requires it, then you license with them. Other places you don't have to. So, It's weird in the business. So.
Well, sometimes they with licensing, they, you know, make you license with your business name. So I didn't know if that, is something.
Yeah, I do. I always have that license. So maybe I wouldn't need to change it. This is,
I mean, because the name, I mean, I think it's a great name. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with the name. And it's something we would be targeting keyword search terms. So the name, rebranding, it's kind of, I don't know, it wouldn't necessarily make people choose you, right?
Yeah,
so
it's a general enough name that it sounds like, oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, well, so people would have to be searching for those specific keywords, and then they would see your name populating there. So they would already see that you do those services, right? Like, it's not just like generalized, like throwing you out there, you know, and saying good luck. Like, they actually have to need those services in order to find you.
Right. I'm a slow decision maker, so I know you need a decision, so.
Well, I mean, what kind of would be holding you back? I mean, you know, other than rebranding, I think your name's great,
yeah,
but.
my wife is my partner. We've been married 30 years. We talk about all of this stuff, and so I would really need to take a few minutes and discuss it with her, but I can't call her right now. She's on a QuickBooks call because our QuickBooks system is screwed up, so it'll take several hours for her to get on the phone. People take control of the computer. It's a mess.
Oh,
and she's
gosh.
Been ready to do this, but she's on this right now. So I can't call her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
know.
What a predicament. We make decisions together. It's the way it's always been. So.
Yeah, no, that happy wife, happy life, right? You know, and then it's not a saying for no reason.
I've been married 30 years for a reason. I honor her, she honors me, so it's good.
Yeah.
So I really can't say yes or no. I mean, I'm leaning towards it. It sounds like a good deal, but, you know, to have more of a direct calling thing, it might be good. And I just yesterday got the opportunity to, I met a guy, who was, he builds decks also, and he's looking for work. So I could probably use him on the ones I couldn't personally get to. And he looked like he could, he showed me pictures of really amazing decks. So, I might have everything in place to handle the extra work. I just have to be able to talk to my wife and make that decision. But I'm leaning that way. So how long do I have to decide?
Well, so, I mean, you know her better than I do. I mean, what do you think she might say about it?
Well, she'd want to talk about it and ask me questions and do I think it's worth it and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
is this a full year commitment or what is it?
No, it's just month to month. I mean, we have like, you know, 3, 6, 12-month packages that can, you know, save you some money, but everything we do here is month to month with no commitments. We do ask everybody to give it 2 months, you know, because in the 2 months you'll see a return on investment and it will bring you the most added benefit. But that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front.
Okay. If it's month to month and I don't have to make a long-term commitment, then I'll do it.
Okay, perfect. Well, so then, Tom, let me go ahead and set up everything here. Now, this is always going to be the best phone number for you, correct?
Yep.
All right. And then, here, hold on 1 second. So, is the best address for you, is it the 2326 51st Avenue?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. And I didn't see that you guys had a Google business profile. Am I just missing it?
No, I don't think I do have one.
No, okay, totally fine. We'll set that up for you. So that's they'll send you out a PIN verification. It just verifies the address. But we don't have to actually show the physical address on online. So I'm assuming that this is just like a personal address, right? Like
it
a home address.
Home. My office is out of, I don't need an office. That's an overhead cost I don't need.
Yeah, yeah. Most contractors don't have an office. Yeah. So now,
unless
Tom,
if you're a commercial guy, you got to have an office.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. What's your last name?
Sharp. S-H-A-R-P.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the best email for you?
ttsharp@comcast.net.
Comcast? I haven't seen one of those in a while.
I've had it forever.
Yeah, I can imagine. What, like 30 years? Probably more than that?
No, not quite that long. Probably 20.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, so now I'm going to get some basics about the company. Anything that I mention here is going to be included. There's no additional fees or anything like that. Now, do you have a logo for the company, or do you want us to create you one?
Trying to think all I have. Yeah, I'm going to use a great one.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
Like 7 to 7.
Okay. All right. And then that's Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, Monday through Sunday is fine.
Okay. And then now, do you have a Facebook business profile? I didn't see one there for you.
No. Nope.
Okay. All right. And then the program, it does also include sponsored Facebook ads. So those are retargeted ads. So we're going to be creating a Facebook business profile for you. And but you do have a personal Facebook, though, right?
I do.
Okay. All right. And now you do have insurance, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I figured, but I just have to ask.
Okay.
Yep. Now, let's go ahead. I'm going to set up an onboarding call for you, Tom. So the onboarding call is going to be about 20 to 30 minutes, just depending on how many questions you have. It's where they're going to start setting up the campaign and getting everything started. Now, it's pretty early today, so I can get you in if you have some time today. Actually, it's pretty booked today. The only time I would have would be, hold on, would be 3 o'clock your time, 3 to 4.
I could probably make that work. What phone number are you going to call on? Because I get so many spam calls.
Yeah, I was just going to say. So they'll be calling you from an 877 number. I always suggest it's best to save that in your phone. Your account management team is always going to call you from the same number. So
okay.
It's 877-635-6225.
Okay. What's your company name?
Local Splash.
You guys don't sell pools?
Oh.
That's
you know
a
what?
Great pool not name, you know?
What's funny, actually, ironically, is I have talked to a pool company that was named Local Splash.
Really, yeah, that's the perfect name. You know?
Yeah.
But pools or hot tubs, you know?
Well, it's like the whole idea is we're making a splash for your company.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I get it, but that's funny. So anyway, yeah. Local Splash on that number, okay, I'll save that.
Okay. Perfect. So we got that all set up. Now, as far as billing goes, it's going to be the same address, right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Got that all here. Wonderful. How is it in Greeley? You like it there?
I do. I've lived here since 1996, and I love the mountains, and so I love Colorado, and you know, Greeley's just like any other town. It has its good and its bad.
Where are you originally from?
I grew up in Northern California.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
I went to college in Pocatello, Idaho, and then after I got married, and I moved here.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I've been considering moving to Colorado. My friend lives in Durango. And it's crazy how expensive it is there. You wouldn't expect the middle of nowhere to be so expensive. I mean, there's nothing in Durango. It's like,
well,
you blink.
If you want the middle of nowhere cheap, go to Nebraska or Kansas or even Arkansas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean,
I don't want to live there. Either I have to have the ocean or I have to have the mountains. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's so beautiful there. I mean, you know that Colorado actually has the least amount of obesity of any state. For a reason.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, when people say let's hang out in Colorado, they mean let's go for a hike.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, I got everything set up here, Tom. Now, are you going to be using Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4788.
Okay.
2196-3957-5394.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. My brain just blinked out. So I have 4788, then 219?
2196.
Six, okay.
3957.
3957, uh-huh.
Now I got to look at it. I had it memorized, and then you messed me up, see? It's your fault.
I'm sorry, what was that?
5394.
5394. Okay, perfect. And then the expiration?
1 of 27.
Okay, and then the security code?
252.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification, Tom. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question. Okay? Tom, welcome to, excuse me. Tom, this is Local Splash's voice verification. It's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's because I have you on a discounted pricing program not normally advertised. So now if you could, please. I am so sorry. I don't know what is going on with me right now.
It's Friday. You're out of work. You're out of work on a Friday. So if you do this week, it's over.
Yeah. If you could just please state the name of your business.
Stone Mountain Design.
Okay, and then your name and title within the business.
Tom Sharp, owner.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yep.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Now, Tom, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Part of being actively involved in your campaign I am sending you over an email right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So if you could just reply to that email before your client interview, it's just going to be super helpful in speeding up the process and getting everything started. So just essentially in the email, it's going to ask for pictures like, you know, licensing, insurance, stuff like that. So if you don't have everything on there, totally fine. Just send in what you can, and that will get your Google Business Profile up and running. Okay. Now, I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who might be calling you, just ask for the security question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, perfect. And what was that?
It's W-E-L-L-S. Wells.
Okay. Wells, okay. And now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Like, with somebody else other than Angie?
Well, yeah, so basically just what that means is if you do anything else online, which you really won't need to, just let us know. So we know it's not in conflict with something that we may be already doing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know. I don't plan to. So.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 1st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is the $249 with the $99 setup fee. Now, the $249 is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the first of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind, Tom, that we do ask everybody to give it 2 months. This does not mean you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It is just a verbal agreement to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done with that. Now, the last thing that I need from you before your client interview is just, I know you've received a few text messages. Now, do you see one that says, Tom, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I do not.
Okay, hold on. 1 second, let me send that over. All right, now...
Oh, you have to send it, huh?
Yeah. It should have come automatically, but let me send it over. Okay. Okay. 1 second here. All right. So, here it is. I'll send it over right now. Okay, let me know when that comes through. It should say, Tom, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, got it.
Okay, perfect. There's a link there. If you could do me a favor and open up that link, and then it'll say, this is the invoice there, the Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is just everything that we discussed in writing. So you can take your time, look that over. Now everything included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the website, the advanced reporting, the Facebook ads. So now if you have any questions, let me know. At the bottom, there's those two boxes. If you could press on those two boxes, and then in the orange box, just type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
All right, now to the username and password.
Perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. It'll be texted and emailed to you. So just
so I wait for that. And, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be texted and emailed to you in 5 to 7 business days. So just to recap just a little bit, Tom, now if you could reply to that email, it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You will see, get your onboarding call from 3 to 4. They will call you from the 877 number. And then other than that, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all or anything else?
No, I don't think so. Pretty straightforward. Okay. Just give me some work, bud.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm super excited for you. So just look out for that call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Tom. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.